This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.
Question number 3. Brother says, I have a mental health disorder, OCD, and managing my daily work is a difficult task. Considering that raising a family will exhaust all my energy and the possibility of a child inheriting OCD is very high, Islam encourages healthy children. Does Islam allow me to remain unmarried? So, as I said, many of these questions, the way I'm answering them is by giving you pointers for you to think about. I'm not prescribing anything to you, right? Because you know your situation better. And as I said, it's better for you to, especially with specific situations, to ask somebody, a scholar local to you. But I'm just giving you some pointers, right? Some things that you might consider or think about. So first of all, I would ask the person who asked this question, you know, can your OCD be treated? Is this something that can be treated? Have you done your best to get it treated in terms of, you know, through medically, right? Through the mental health professionals and services. Could your OCD get to a stage where you could manage it better and that it would be, you know, the negative aspects of it could be minimized? Is that possible? Is that something you could work towards? Because obviously that would be optimal, you know, if you could get... People have mental health issues, right? And they get married. It might mean that sometimes they have difficult times, right? But, you know, people have difficult times due to all sorts of things. So the point is that if you have some kind of health issue, the first thing is to really try to get it treated to the best of your ability, right? Now, it doesn't make it impossible for somebody to get married necessarily, right? Especially if it can get to a stage where it's manageable, okay? Now, when it comes to the second part of the question, which is, does Islam allow me to remain unmarried? Yes, Islam allows a person to remain unmarried. Like, getting married is obligatory if you think you will fall into haram, right? It becomes an obligation for you to get married if you will definitely fall into haram. But if you're somebody who can stay patient, you know, it's not obligatory for you to get married, especially if you have other reasons, you know, that you feel that you don't want to get married, etc., etc. However, as I said, look, the marriage is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously, most human beings, for their own well-being, for their own kind of peace of mind. And one of the joys of life is marriage and having children, right? So before we write it off, I would say, first of all, please do consider, you know, and do your best to get your condition treated, and to get it to a stage where it's manageable. If it can get to a stage where it's manageable, okay, then it might be worth, if you are considering getting married, to be open about it, you know, in meetings. Because believe it or not, there might actually be people out there who might be willing to accept that, right? But if they go into a marriage like that, with the eyes open, that's obviously going to be better, right? Because they can be prepared, etc. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because, for example, I know people who sometimes, this is just an example, you know, a brother has a particular health issue, right? And, you know, I just know in my extended family, somebody had a health issue like diabetes, and, you know, they had it from a young age. And I know diabetes is not the same thing, right? But I'm just giving it as an example. And another person I know had, I'm not sure exactly, but a mental health condition, right? I think it was, yeah, it was a mental health condition. And basically, because they were open about the various conditions that they had, they were willing to consider each other for marriage. And from what I can see is that their marriage is healthy, you know. Now, I'm not saying that that's, it always works out like that, right? But what I'm trying to open your eyes to is that there might be people out there who are willing to consider somebody who has, you know, a condition, if you're open about it, and especially if you can get it to a level where it's manageable. But, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Keep making dua as well, you know. Sometimes certain conditions, they can get better. You know, I've seen people who had a particular condition for a year, for a few years, and then they completely come out of it, you know. So it is possible. I hope that some of the pointers that I've put there are useful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, inshallah.